Enthusiasms. What are mine? What draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy? Baseball. How you doing, folks? Baseball's back. 2015, kicking it off with a new podcast, brand new, from the heart. One of baseball's biggest fans, yours truly, Nicholas Totoro. Yes, I can't wait. It's unbelievable. Is there anything like opening day, folks? You get the chills, right? I mean, you just, that smell in the air, you know it's the green grass, you're skipping school. There's nothing like baseball. There's nothing like getting out in the field and hearing the crack of the bat. It's going to be an interesting year. A lot of guys changing teams, a lot of stars leaving their teams, going to a new team. You know, it makes it interesting, but I think what you lose is the attachment, the history to players. You know, you get to know a guy, you grow up with a guy, and, you know, it's like I grew up with Thurman Munson, or I grew up with Greg Nettles and Chris Chambliss, and then these guys are changing uniforms, changing teams so much, you lose the identity. You lose who was a Baltimore Oriole. You knew that Frank Robinson was an Oriole, or you knew that Carlton Fisk was a Red Sox. You know, I'm not crazy about too much change, too much interleague play, the mystique of the American League versus the National League, the arguments on the street corner. I loved it. Now guys change teams like they change their underwear. It's unbelievable. You know, John Lester was an Oakland A. He was a Red Sox. He looked funny as an A. Now he's a Cub. Let's see if he can break the Cubby curse. You know, maybe we'll have a little luck over there. Or will he be a bust? You know, have we seen the best of John Lester? That's going to be interesting. Will the Cubs come of age? Will they finally break the Billy Goat and go to the promised land? Everybody's rooting for the Cubs. The Red Sox are stacked with Hanley Ramirez and Pablo Sandoval. Pablo, who's a winner. Hanley, who I expect the big things, hit two home runs opening day. Little Pedroia hit two home runs. My Yankees, who have become very sort of watered down, very vanilla. I'm a little disappointed. I don't know who they are. I don't know what they are. I mean, A-Rod's coming back. We'll see what A-Rod's got left in the tank. It's going to be, I mean, who knows what to expect? Everybody's talking about the Padres, but you got to see them if on the field. You know, you don't win on paper. Sometimes paper doesn't always materialize. So you got to see these teams. Matt Kemp over in San Diego, will he bust out with a vengeance this year? Bryce Harper, will Bryce Harper finally put it all together, which I think he could? He's a tremendous player, tremendous player. I saw him in the playoff show up big time. Mike Trout, you know, of course, Mike Trout is maybe the new face of baseball, but we haven't seen enough of Mike Trout to know, you know, who he really is and get to know his personality or his persona. You know, speeding up the game, that's another big thing everybody's talking about. Oh, we got to speed it up. We got to make baseball more appealing. I think what you're missing from baseball is you need the characters. You know, you need to get back to the simplicity. Not speeding up the game is not going to make the game better. I mean, the game is what it is. No, that's baseball. You got to have an attention span. People's attention span are short, you know, because of the internet, because of everybody wants instant gratification. It's hard to you know, say, oh, you know, we got to make the game more interesting. The game is interesting. If you really love the game and you really can understand it at a certain level and get the strategy, it's not boring. It is long, but there's so many options now, you know, that's why people are like, you know, down on baseball. But I think baseball will always survive or always will last because ultimately it's a great game. It's a beautiful game. I'm managing this year in the Babe Ruth League, you know, and I love it. I got a team like One Flew Over Cuckoo's Nest. These kids are nuts. But it's really about the game and, you know, watching kids grow, watching them learn how to play the game. You know, you got to get fun out of it. You got to see the passion, you know, and then once you start having fun and you understand the game, it, you know, it's a tough game because it's based on failure. Also, some comebacks this year. Matt Harvey, who looks like the big stud pitcher for the Mets. I think Matt Harvey could be one of the great ones if he can stay healthy. I don't know about Tanaka with this trying to pitch with his elbow. It's like me with a torn elbow. I'm not sure about Tanaka. I'm not sure if he can last a whole year. You know, Madison Bumgarner, you know, he's a stud pitcher. I look for him to have big things. Kershaw. Will Kershaw, will he finally take the Dodgers further in the playoffs? Kershaw needs to sort of be that guy. What about my Oakland A's? The Oakland A's who were dismantled by Billy Beane. And it kind of broke my heart. It took everybody out of there. You know, the last year when they traded Cespedes, I thought that was the beginning of the end. That just the chemistry went. Not saying they would have won it, but Donaldson now gets traded and Moss is traded. I like the Oakland A's. They're a renegade team, but now I don't know who they are. The Yankees, I don't know who they are. The Indians, the Indians are kind of a decent team. I don't know if they're the White Sox have added some pieces. Let's see if that, I like the Royals. I kind of fell in love with the Royals. If the Royals pitching can stay healthy, Moustakas and all these guys, I think they could compete again. I think people are, you think the Royals might be a one-year wonder. I don't know about that. I don't know. I mean, Ventura, he's got a great arm. I mean, Shields left. That's a loss. But let's face it, Shields was maybe a number two. He's not even a number one. Their bullpen is still intact. Pittsburgh Pirates have lost some pieces. The Blue Jays seem like pumped and maybe ready for a run in the American League East, which is wide open. My glorious American League East, which has become sort of a mediocrity league division. Unbelievable. Getting back to, all of baseball now is kind of watered down. It's hard to say. There's not really a great team out there. There's a lot of good teams. It's very competitive. Sort of like last year. This is what people want. I miss having the great teams when the Yankees were really good. Obviously the Giants have won 3 out of 5 years. People don't look at them as a dynasty team, but they are a great team. They kind of remind me of the Yankees. A lot of blue-collar guys who gel, who got chemistry, and then they got those killer pitches. You got a guy like Bumgarner who's an ace in a hole. That's how you win. You know what else is on my mind? I love this game, right? I watch it. I think about it. I eat. I sleep. Baseball. I coach for fun. I analyze it. I see all these experts on TV. All these MLB guys. All these guys that they're kind of boring. They're kind of flat, They need to spice it up. And a couple of years ago, I did a little play-by-play. And we did it, and people went crazy that saw it, and they said, Nick, why don't they let you do a game? I'm like, yeah. How come they don't let me in? I don't understand. Even Matt Vasgersian of the MLB Network heard it and said, you sound like the second coming of Phil Rizzuto. So I'm out there, and I'm putting my name out there. You know what I mean? I want to be in the mix. Mad Dog Russo's on TV every day, high heat, screaming, yelling. What about Nick DeToro? When do I get to get my due and get my shot to announce a game? People will love it. You know why? Because it's coming from the heart. Pure passion. There's no agenda here. Even the Yankees. If you're listening, New York Yankees, let me do a game with Michael Kay. Let me spruce it up. It's this is what's missing. You don't have, like I said, you need somebody like me. That's why I did I Breathe Baseball, my baseball special a couple years ago. All right? I want to take my act on the road. I don't care if you let me do a Cubs game or an Oakland A game. Just give me the chance. I can work with JB. You know who you are, JB. You know who's out there. It doesn't matter who you give me. You can give me the straight man. Let me do the color. Let me do the play-by-play. Let me bring my take to the game. Because when people watch baseball with me, they get infected. They get infected by how much I love the game. That's why I'm always hanging around. I'm there. I'm saying, give me the audition. I'm an actor. I understand. I'm willing to audition. I'm willing to pay my dues. I'd like to work in this game. You know what I mean? I've already had a little taste of it. I've been around it. And what I'm saying to you guys, the Major League Baseball community, I'm here and I'm able and I'm ready. Give me a chance. Enough with these guys, all these experts. They're boring. Boring. You need a guy like Nick DeToro. Baseball, listen. I understand what makes people tick, but we got to make it fun again. That's why I'm putting my name in the loop. That's why I say I challenge any celebrity, any person, one-on-one. They want to go one-on-one baseball with me. I have Reggie Smith over here in L.A. He talks baseball with me. We go toe-to-toe. I'm putting it out there. Listen, you want to test my knowledge? Test it. You want to test my passion? Test it. I'm there, man. I'm there. I can go toe-to-toe. You want to play the initial game? I'll play the initial game. You want to talk about steroids? I'll talk about steroids. You want to talk about... Listen, you know what I love? I love the funky uniforms of the 70s. That's what I love. I love baseball the way it used to be. A little more simple. A little less corporate. Let's get back to bringing the game back to its roots. That's why I'm doing this podcast. That's why I'm here to say, come on, bring it on. I'm ready. All right? I'm ready. It's a new year. All right? So test my knowledge. Test my skill. And then, if I don't fit the bill, fine. But give me the shot. Because I'll deliver. I'll deliver, America. On a separate note, now that Derek Jeter is gone, who's going to be the face of Major League Baseball? You know, everybody says Mike Trout, Mike Trout. But Mike Trout is a terrific talent. Doesn't have the presence of mind yet. You know, he's not Madison Avenue. He's not. He doesn't have all the intangibles that Derek Jeter has. Let's face it, Derek was special. Not only was he a great player, not the greatest player ever, but he was a winner. He was clutch. He was good looking. He looked you right in the eyeball and he said hi. You know, I met him on a set of Chuck and Larry. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. Funny little story. And I didn't even know he was on the set. And Adam Sandler came over to me and said, come here, I got to talk to you about something, Nick. And I didn't know. I thought it was an acting note. I'm walking to the back where the monitors are. They're called Video Village on a movie. And I'm like, well, you know, well, I didn't know. And you know, I saw Adam's manager. I said hi. And then there was a guy sitting in a chair. And I did a double take. You know, it's like when you see somebody that you can't believe that person is sitting there. And I can't even recreate it. I was like, Derek Jeter. And I was like, I lost it. And I was like shaking. Everybody was laughing. I was like, you don't know. I didn't know you were here. I had a red suit on. It was the end of the movie. And I shook his hand. I said, you have no idea, you know, what kind of baseball fan I am and how much. I was like, I had to walk away. I was shaking. He come outside. He was like, how you doing, man? I was like, good, good, you know. And he was like, I got to get a suit like that. I said, nah. I said, you're not going to wear a red suit like this. It's crazy. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, he was just terrific. You could see why he is who he is. He, you know, God chooses certain people. Like he chose Roberto Clemente. He chooses certain people. He chose Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter, you know, he just exemplified class. He exemplified, you know, all the things that you like and handled it. It's not easy to be in the spotlight. It's not easy to date 100 million girls and be on the New York Yankees and do all the right things. Not that nobody's perfect. You know, I'm sure Jeter's got some skeletons in his closet. But what I'm trying to say is Jeter really was loved for a lot of reasons, you know, not just for his plays, but for the little things that he did, the intangibles is what made him Derek Jeter, you know, and we need, I feel like baseball needs somebody. They need somebody to take the torch. I like this Andrew McCutchen kid. I was just talking to my son, Nick, and we're talking about guys. Bryce Harper, I think, has got the talent. He's got the anger. You know, he's a little too angry. And I got a bulldog in the back making noises. I'd like to see, you know, somebody emerge, you know, because baseball needs guys to, you know, to lead. You know, we have a lot of talent, but now that Jeter's gone, now that Mariano's gone, I'm not saying it just because they're Yankees, but, you know, David Ortiz has been a great character in baseball. You know, but we need somebody to fill that role. I like McCutchen. He's likable. He's got a tremendous talent. You know, I mean, I think the ceiling is still there for him. I got high hopes for him. I mean, there are a few other guys that come to mind, but I'm looking for that guy. I'm looking for that special breed, and that's what's kind of missing. We're kind of missing that you know those guys that make you want to watch. You know, and right now there's a lot of talented guys, but it's like, you know, give me a character, give me somebody that you know grabs me. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. But I think, you know, hopefully somebody will emerge. You know, we were also talking about, you know, who's going to be the MVP this year, who's going to be the Cy Young. I mean, it's a little early for all that. I'll tell you one thing. I'm sick of pitchers getting the Cy Young and the MVP. The MVP is the most valuable player, which means, you know, that should be for an everyday player that plays every day. Cy Young gets that. Not to say that, you know, the pitcher can't be a most valuable player, but that's why he has the Cy Young Award. You know, let the everyday player that plays 162 games, let's be honest, that's his award. Well, folks, it's just the beginning. This is the first week, brand new season, brand new podcast, brand new show. I've touched on some topics. We're going to every week have some great guests, great friends, great ball players, regular people, celebrity people, whoever you want, we're going to get them. And we're going to come at you. We're going to come at you hard. We're going to come at you strong. We're going to have fun. Before you know it, I'll be doing play-by-play. Well, nah, it's just an idea. It's an idea. It's been a pleasure. All right? I will talk to you next week. All right? Nick DeToro, I Breathe Baseball 24/7. I'm out!
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.